Welcome back, brothers, to the 801st Legion podcast, a Star Wars Legion podcast. We got some awesome things coming up today. We're going to talk about some controversial things and the big topic, the state of the galaxy. So without further ado, punch it, Kyle.
Hello there.
You must unlearn.
The dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities.
Wait, red, red, some green, or red, green, red.
I know.
Stop, she'll do!
Sorry about the mess.
I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you.
General Kenobi.
Let's rearrange some architecture.
Is it possible to learn this power?
I thank you for your hospitality.
Good. Twice the pride, double the fall.
Impressive.
I'll show you the dark side.
And we're back, straight out of hyperspace, on a spicy Monday night. How you doing, Kyle?
I feel like that's a song. And now we're back from hyperspace.
Oh, yeah. And now you're back from out of space. Actually, I know what you're talking about.
Welcome to the 801st podcast where Matt sings his lullabies.
Matt sings his pop anthems, you know.
This week was actually really good, though, guys. We got some games in. Matt and I played a game this week.
Holy crap, did we play a game this week?
We played a game this week. Matt and I haven't played a game against each other in months, since pre-COVID.
Oh, gosh, dude, it has been so long.
BC, before COVID.
in the before times, you know.
Before the Fire Nation.
Before
China.
Before COVID attacked, yeah. Oh, gosh.
China.
Yeah, it's been nice. We actually had quite a few people here this week for our weekly game nights.
Yeah, don't let the cops find out.
Yeah, no, seriously. Obviously, like, masked up, hand sanitizer everywhere, but... Yeah,
we were taking the proper precautions, social distancing. It was good. It was nice to see all of... It was nice to see everyone.
Yeah.
You know? Like, granted, there's still quite a few people that aren't, you know, quite comfortable coming and playing it. And that's understandable. But seeing a large majority of people come in and play has just been really nice. It's like coming home, except I live here.
It is. Except you work here.
Yeah.
So you're here all the time. It's cool to see all those community members. A lot I haven't seen in literally, it's probably been almost 6 months.
Yeah.
Which is cool. But yeah, you even played some games today. How'd that go?
Oh, man. So yeah, I got a game in today. I ran a jank list with air speeders.
Ooh.
I won two. And by the way, two air speeders, right? So I had a generic commander, operative Luke. And then I had three Rebel Troopers with Z6s. And then I had, let's see. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I had two air speeders. Oh, and then R2 filled in that 8th activation. It's funny. I was talking to my opponent, Marshall, about this. And I was like, you know, I feel like R2 is like half of an activation. So, like, if he's the 8th activation, I kind of feel like I am really stretching it. But it worked out today. We kind of both were running kind of like jank lists, you know. Like, he had Operative Luke, Cassian, and K2, but he also had the cannon, and he also had some Pathfinders, which, like, were, like, not bad, let's be real. Like, they're not bad, but both of us kind of took the units that were like, oh, they suck. But it's like, I feel like we both put in work with our units.
I'm a big proponent of the FD cannon, actually. Yeah. I think it's the best sniper in the game.
Best range 5, shoots how many blacks?
If you take the suppressive generator, it's 5 blacks, 2 whites, and suppressive. It's super good. It is a lot of a point sink, so I get most people, if you're being super competitive, they're just going to go to snipers. However, I actually really like it. I think it hits hard, a lot of impact, so if you've got a lot of vehicles running around.
Yeah, we might see... Oh man, we're gonna get into it today. Though,
we'll talk about vehicles.
We might see a need for impact.
We might.
How are your games?
They were really good. I've been trying to just get the droids into a good place, and we'll talk about this later. Because spoiler alert for the day, today's topic is, you know how the President of the United States here in the U.S. every year he does a State of the Union address. We're gonna kind of do a State of the Galaxy address.
Nice.
What is the state of the game? Where are things at? And we'll get into that later. But I've been kind of playing the droids a lot more because I was playing Rebels and Empire for a couple months there, and I wanted to get back to basics. And I'll say the droids, they haven't aged as well as other units, or other armies as well. They're just not as well as clones. And with all the new Empire and Rebel hotness, they've kind of lacked. But today I ran double tanks, and I am loving that. Cad Bane, I don't really know his place in the game yet. He kind of is a little bit of an oddball there. But double tanks, 5B1s, Grievous, he can put in some work, man. Yeah. It's a lot of firepower. Had a lot of fun.
Yeah. I looked over at your game several times, and I was like, what? There's like tauntauns and tanks, and it was a very that's the thing. I looked over at your table, and I'm like, that's Star Wars Legion. It wasn't full of like just dumb stuff.
Because it wasn't core trooper swarms everywhere. I mean, we both had 6 core troopers units filled out, but like,
yeah,
it was a bunch of big units. And it was fun. Side note, we did use the time clocks, actually, for the games we played.
Oh, today. Yes. You should give us an update before we roll on any further.
Yeah, I mean, obviously want to keep it sweet and simple. But after the last episode, this week, Josh got in our community on the Discord. We brought it up, and he and Marshall, and actually a lot of us wanted to try it out. Josh brought in his chess clocks, and we set the time to 2 hours for each person. And that ended up being a lot, because the first game, by the time we were done, we hadn't even used an hour each. And it didn't take too much time to do stuff. I mean, we weren't thinking about things for way too long. We didn't make that many mistakes. I didn't feel pressured. He didn't feel pressured at all. And I feel like we had a little bit more of a jovial attitude because we weren't overthinking every decision. Mm-hmm. We're acting a little bit more instinctually. But in the end, we made the right decisions. And I don't think there was any decisions that I could honestly say was like, oh, that was a bad decision.
Yeah.
I think we made really good decisions, and I think it's something I want to do in the future. And we did play 2 games with it, so I could get a good feel, and it was great. Yeah. I am a huge proponent. I think everybody should try it at least once, see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, both of us were very adamantly like, chess clocks will make it too serious.
They're bad.
Yeah, but I think after last week's podcast when we brought that up and seeing you guys play with it today kind of changed my mind on it overall. I mean, why not just have more, like, shorten your, like, it's more like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, pace yourself.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's not, like, you don't put a bridle on a horse to make it just unusable. You put a bridle on a horse to control where it's going, right? To kind of rein it in a little bit, so.
Keep it focused.
Yeah.
Some other communities that I've played with don't have that problem. Mm-hmm. This, I noticed Legion, at least in our community, it's a pretty talkative community. We get to be, you know, there's a lot of banter flying around. We still had a lot of banter, had a good time. Love hanging out with Josh, love playing with Josh. Marshall was here. We had Isaiah showing up today. Nick and Logan were here. It was good all around.
Yeah. And I think like there's still definitely a place for games where like you don't have chess clocks, like the quote-unquote beer and pretzels attitude or atmosphere.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, we're just playing Legion tonight. We're just going to – I hearken back to a lot of the times we play Legion. It's more of like a – we're just really hanging out and Star Wars is involved.
It's just two bros.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like – but, like, on an actual game night, when you're there to play some games, chess clocks, dude.
Go for it.
Chess clocks.
Huge proponent.
I know there's a lot of you listening like, told you. Yes, you did. You did indeed.
We done got told. But,
we'll never be afraid to admit when we were wrong.
No.
Except all the time.
Right. But, yeah, without further ado, man, that's kind of a little update on what's gone on this week. Let's jump right into it, though. The state of the galaxy. So we kind of want to break it down real quick, like what we're seeing meta-wise, at least in real play for the game. What is the state of the game right now? Because I guess, Kyle, you can also talk about this a little bit as well, kind of your thoughts and feelings. But there's been some controversial statements out there. It's funny, we actually brought this episode up. We've been talking about this topic for a while, at least between us. And then Crabwalk came out with this video a little while ago talking about clones, and that's kind of what sparked this whole thing. Well, I guess we were thinking about doing the episode anyways, but we figured, you know what, that's it. We need to talk about it. The discussion came up in the Discord about some things. So, Kyle, what is, in your opinion, what is the state of the game?
Are we asking, like, one word, good or bad?
Usually, yeah. I mean, like, the president will say, like, the state of the union is strong, or he'll say, it's, like, the state of the galaxy is...
is getting there.
It's getting there. Okay. It's making progress.
I think the game itself is fine. It's good. Like, it's in a good place. I think what I have problems with the game right now is just more on like the, I guess, the technical side. Like, yeah, sure, we can get into like, oh, FFG sucks at shipping stuff out, but it's also just like content right now. It's hard. Take away all of the problems with shipping, take away COVID and all that stuff. It's just, to me, the game can't be as strong as it once was, or will eventually be again. It won't be as strong as either of those two right now because there's not content. Because
of circumstances.
Yeah, because of those things we removed from the equation, the circumstances have made it to where it's like, well, the game is fine. It's going to be good again. It's still good. Don't get me wrong. But it's going to be great again.
Make Legion great again.
Yeah. No, I don't know how to put it. I hope that makes sense.
It's no, like it's on an uphill trend, but it could be better. I hear
yeah.
you. For me, like, I guess when I answer that question myself, I would have to agree. I would say the state of the game is good. It is strong. It's there are things that can get better. I guess if we want to talk pros, like, what are some of the good things in the game? I see a lot of list diversity right now, archetype-wise. That's, I think, one of the biggest strengths going for it, at least as far as different factions go. Like, what would you say? What's, like, some of the strengths you're seeing?
Strengths? So as cheesy as it may sound, like, I do think that the fun factor, like, the one thing the devs have done, well, there's multiple things the devs have done right, but one of the best things that they've done is they always know how to make a unit that we like or a character we like perform how they should, you know? Like Tauntauns, they ram people, it's cool. Lightsaber Luke, he comes in and swings real hard and, you know, like, it's just thematic, right? That's like one of the best things about Legion. That's why I don't think it'll ever die out, is just that alone. What about you? What do you think?
Well, I have to agree with you on that completely. The flavor is great. I think, especially right now, one of the nice things about Legion is the fact that it's got such a wide audience and there is such a community built around it. I think yeah. they've done a really good job of building a community. I have come from other games, and I think this is probably the most welcoming one I've ever seen. I think it's a very big strength of the game. As well as the amount of new people that are coming into it. Since it is new, there are still a lot of people flocking to it, and I can only see it getting bigger. And we talked about this last week with, like, the type of people who play the mm-hmm. game, the Jimmys, the Johnnies, the Timmys. I'm seeing a lot more Johnnies coming into the game. Now, we kind of agreed that there aren't that many, but I see them coming in every now
and then. Yeah, I think you're right. Because, like, I think once we identified, like, hey, maybe we should just look out for them more, it's like, oh, yeah, no, they totally exist. Like, they're totally around, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
I think the Johnnies don't want to be found out, you know?
Yeah, sometimes they'll let you know, but yeah. not always. Yeah. That was actually another strength that I thought it was. Well, Josh and I talked about this earlier. Another strength of the game at the moment is the types of units. So we mm-hmm. talked about the characters. Josh and I were talking about not just the type of people who play, but the type of units and how they fit particular niches. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, Cad Bane doesn't fit the playstyle of the droids, but it fits a particular player style.
Yeah. It fits someone. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, it fits someone. And I think that is a strength of the game right now. It's not, obviously, it can be better, but I think we're in a good place to where no matter what faction you play, you can find something
yeah.
that you enjoy.
Well, yeah. Translate that over to my faction of choice with clones. Like you may say, like, yeah, clones, like, get lots of clones, get lots of tokens sharing. Don't worry about Kenobi. Just use Rex. But, like, my playstyle involves that Kenobi a lot, you know? Like, people may not like it, him, or as a unit, but, like, I play with him and I enjoy him, you know?
Yeah.
That's my style.
He fits your playstyle for sure. I mean, and the funny thing is, Kenobi's not, like, something for just Timmys to have mm-hmm. a lightsaber. Right now with the clones, he's also kind of a Johnny thing, and maybe not so much a Spike, but there is an argument to be made that each player profile type enjoys using Kenobi, okay. at least to an extent.
Yeah. I think you're right on the nose there. So I guess we could go by faction wise, right? I feel like that's a perfect lead into our next little topic here, like the meta, right? We've talked about meta before. You guys know how I feel about meta. There is none. But if there was one for each faction, let's talk about it. Let's talk about right. what we see most common. What are those most common play styles? Let's start with yours, droids. What are we seeing, Bretta?
Droids. You know, I like that we're starting here because I feel like these are the easiest ones to define because mm-hmm. there's not as much going on.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot right now of Grievous and tanks. That is happening a lot. Not maybe not double tank, which I personally love, but the clones, the Clone Wars factions don't have as much, and we're seeing a lot of heavies get played.
Mm-hmm.
Grievous plus a tank is just such a force to be dealt with. Especially, I think, in my opinion, the AAT is pound for pound the best heavy in the game. It just
I would not disagree. Yeah,
the range on it is so great. You can kit it out to the point where it's just throwing so many dice with high velocity at trooper units, and you can do a ton when it comes to the armor-piercing shells and whatnot to get a lot of crits. I do think the Saber's better at hitting other vehicles just right off the bat, but the AAT is so flexible. It's great. I'm a huge fan of it. Plus, it's just massive, so it fills up the table.
That's the thing. It's like the Saber itself is a good tank, like a great tank, a great heavy. Unfortunately, it's in the wrong faction.
Yeah.
If that was the tank the Empire had, we're talking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Saber is still amazing. And the clones, and I think we're going to only see more people figure out how to use it with the clones properly. And I'm not saying it's bad. I just think it is on that lower tier of heavies, considering its faction that it's partnered up with. Like, you're taking away activations and standbys and all that token sharing. I mean, you can't token share, but it's certain circumstances, right?
Well, yeah, and I guess for you, like, what would maybe be the best archetype, maybe the meta? And when we say that, we don't mean, like, what is the best thing in the game. We're talking specifically, like, what is the meta of each faction?
Meta really is, like, the game within a game. Like, what does everybody want to have their list look like to be the most – sure, it might be the most competitive, but it's also, like, what everyone is playing.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're breaking it down faction by faction because not everybody plays everything.
Yeah.
I guess for you, clones, what are you seeing a lot of, at least in our local community and people we're around?
So definitely what I see around here is the Saber tank.
Yeah.
I see Rex and Phase 2s. I don't see Kenobi a whole lot. Every once in a while I see him poke out because people are like, well, I just needed points. It's like, fair.
Makes sense.
Clones don't have, you know, a lot of like options.
They've got the droid problem right now.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think something that phase twos, you know, the traditional, what we're seeing right now is, I think what a lot of people out there in other parts of the world are seeing is phase ones, standbys, phase twos. Seeing mortars, definitely. I feel like anytime I do see phase twos in action, it's with a mortar team, which makes me want to play with a Z6 because I played with Z6s tonight, and I'm like, you know, maybe I should go back to Z6s for clones because I got a lot of work out of them, let me tell you.
Well, there's a case to be made that with all the token sharing, there is a higher threshold with all the aims.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it just comes down to if you want the range or the damage.
Yeah, that's the thing. Also, like, When you're shooting those hard to hit targets, I can't tell you how nice it was because, like, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna shoot this unit. Oh wait, no, I should probably shoot the with this unit because they have more dice available to them. Sure, they're behind heavy cover, but white dice roll the same crit number as any other dice.
Yeah.
So it's like, I need crits. Let's get that heavy down. Let's work on it.
Gone fishing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I think definitely, like, the mortars are popular on here though. Yeah, so, and Rex. I mean, I feel like Rex is obviously just an instant pick. He's really good.
He's so good. Like, at first, I think people were kind of sleeping on him a little bit, but I think he's leading the clones.
Yeah, they found out that he was good.
Yeah, happened to us.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, no, so, like, what about, I guess, our secondary factions? How do you feel about the Empire? Where are they at?
I feel like Empire's in a little weird place right now. I think there's two things that I'm seeing a lot of people play, and really it's Iden and Veers. And the occasional AT-ST showing up as well. Yeah. Which, I mean, we meme the AT-ST, but in the end,
I meme
the AT-ST. You love the AT-ST.
I like fighting it. It's like a boss fight. It has so much health.
Yes, it does. And that's so interesting because having that health makes it so hard to chew through, mm-hmm. especially if you can heal off the damage. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It also hits really hard against other vehicles. But Iden is what I'm seeing a lot of right now. But it's just the same Iden shoreline. And I know, like, and especially the discussion on the Discord this week, like, the continuity of the shoreline was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
However, I feel personally that even though that is the meta that we're seeing right now with them, I don't feel like they are the strongest contenders. I kind of feel them to be the weakest of the four factions right now.
Yeah,
which is saying something. like vital assets and other things have changed that for me. I do think Iden is super strong, and I can't wait to see how the Inferno Squad changes that.
Yeah,
that's going to make a lot of changes.
You got that right. Yeah, I think Inferno Squad is just going to shake up Empire quite a bit.
It's going to do a lot. I think there's going to be cases for taking Infiltrate and being able to build in almost a more Rebel style. So you can maybe grab those boxes and run away. Do things that Rebels were doing before, but now Empire can do it, at least in parity with you know, the Mandos.
Yeah, I think the we're getting to the point where they're weaving back, you know, like a while. I think we've talked about this before where, like, Rebels and Empire, they were very distinctly two different things. They mirrored each other in every way. And then Short Troopers came out and they started, you know, Empire started doing things that the Rebels do. And now we're starting to see a weave back where, okay, yeah, Empire does in fact do what Rebels do with, like, Infiltrate. But we're also seeing Rebels starting to do, like how you said, with Mandos. Like, they're going to have those red saves. They're going to have really good. But they're also going to do what Rebels do, just better, too. They're going to start with a dodge token most times. Yeah. And they're going to have a nimble. Like, come on. That's great.
They're going to be so good. I think people are sleeping on them. I know for people who play online, the hotness right now is, like, the ARC Troopers.
Yeah.
I want to see what happens. And we'll talk to this in a little bit when we get to the next part of the State of the Galaxy. But I guess Rebels-wise, what about for you, man? I think they are kind of the most wide-open faction at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, if we talked about it a year ago, I think we would have said, you know, triple Tauntauns and Wonder Twins and stuff. But as it stands right now, I think the only person only character or unit I'm seeing consistently is Operative Luke. I think that's the only character in the game right now for Rebels where I see every single time, I feel like. Sabine is next, and then Tauntauns or AT-RTs. I think their core troopers are always going to be the core troopers that get pooped on. Like, you just take three because you have to, you know?
Right.
I don't think they'll ever find a way to get Rebel players to actually... I say that, but I know there are people in our community that would argue with me on that one, and that's fine. But I do think that Rebel troopers are just in a rut, you know? Like, people can get cool uses out of fleet troopers, but core units overall for Rebels are just not as impressive as their counterparts in the other factions.
Yeah, agreed. And, you know, Josh in the community, he's always said this about the Rebels. He plays Rebels a ton. That Rebels, a lot of people call them, like, the Hero Hammer armies, which it's true. You can take a lot of heroes, especially with Jin and Cassian out. I've seen a lot of them as well.
Yeah.
But I think they're the more support-heavy faction. Their support units are so good. Once you take some good heroes and some good supports, man, you're just going to pound down with them. AT-RTs especially have been really scaring me.
Yeah, dude.
More so than Tauntauns. Yeah.
I can't wait to try that with clones, too. Some AT-RT action. Have Padme feed some tokens over there. And yeah, I'm excited to try that for on my main faction. But yeah, I think Rebels are kind of, like you said, kind of in the open. But there is still, like, the mainstays, I feel like.
I would have to agree. And so, like, I think in total, like, summarize, we feel like the State of the Galaxy is good. Right?
Yeah.
Good, getting better.
Yeah. There's definitely things that they need to work on, you know? And we all know what they are. You know, they need to work on communication. They need to work on, you know, all the business side of things, sure. But they also need to work on, like, relaying to the game what we've been asking for a long time. And that's like... fixing the units that feel underpowered, you know. That's something I guess we haven't brought up yet, but like, and I guess this is just going to lead, whether I like it or not, I feel like I'm just chomping at the bit to get into our main topic, too.
Yeah.
But, before we get there, I do want to say, like, I do feel like there are units in the game that just won't ever get played, and I think before we nerf other things, let's buff those things up, you know. Have we gotten... like, a really big buff in this game before?
No. I mean, I guess you could obviously argue Op Vader and Op Luke, because, granted, Commander Luke was always good, but Op Luke is just even better. I think that's the only buff, but even then, that was a whole other unit.
But, like, they've cut points, they've reduced points, or, I mean, they've increased points, and they've reworked some things, right? Like how emplacement troopers work and all that, but I don't think I've ever seen anything.
Nothing's gone from the bottom to the top.
Right. Yeah. We've seen things get pegged down, but we've never seen like I'll say it again for the 1,000th time. We've never seen Wookiees get better.
You know? No, I think that's such a hot topic there because everybody wants that, right? That's so thematic. And I think we should like kind of maybe take that and jump into the next topic because you're hitting it right on the nail right on the head.
The controversial thing.
The controversial thing. I mean, just last note over there is like, well, I'll bring it up later. But like, the topic that we want to talk about here with the state of the galaxy, everything is good, and we believe it's good, and we're going to show you why. Because the topic is clone standby sharing. Is it broken? Does that change the state of the galaxy? I don't think so. I'll be honest. For me, I don't think so. Kyle, I don't think you think so either. I think you think it's good, but I don't think it's broken.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I'll certainly say this. They are top dog right now.
Oh, yes.
There's a pecking order in Legion. There always will be. Any game you ever play, there will be a unit that is just the better. Like, you can't get away from that. There will be better units. I think they are, faction-wise, what they have going for them with their token standby sharing, I think they are the best faction in the game, hands down. However, that doesn't mean a skilled player can't take down a skilled player with a different faction, you know? Like, I don't think they're so broken that they're unbeatable. I think their dynamics are still kind of new in a lot of people's eyes because we've had phase twos for, realistically, like 3 months when you take away COVID. Like, we've had in-store games with phase twos for like 3 months. We're still getting used to it, right? And I know a lot of people out there are like, well, what about ARC Troopers, right? They're coming out soon. People are saying that Rekstar list is going to be amazing.
Yeah, the ARC Stars looks really good.
Yeah.
And those are coming out this week.
Yeah. So maybe in a week, we might feel differently. As of right now, before the ARC Troopers come out, I don't know. I don't think clones are broken. When ARC Troopers come out, I guess we'll have to see. I want to try the whole Rekstar, you know, list. Just to say I tried it, maybe that'll be something that we could talk about next week. But I look at that list and I'm like, I wouldn't play that list. I not in a million years would I play the list. It's not my style of play. It's not something I personally think is amazing. Sure, there are lots of good things about it. But I can see clear weaknesses here, here, and here, you know. Before we get ahead of ourselves, for those of you at home who don't know the Rekstar, what the Rekstar list pretty much is, Matt, why don't you run us through that list?
Yeah, so the Rekstar list is super interesting. A lot of people have kind of come to this conclusion of what is the best by playing DTS. And it's basically Rex, R2-D2, Saber Class Tank, two ARC Troopers, strike teams with the gun, and then a full set ARC Troopers with the gun as well, and then some phase ones or phase twos, depending on how you outfitted them with your points. And the whole point of it is just to feed those standby tokens and all those tokens to the ARC Troopers because they've got tactical, so they can get their aims for the lethal and just go to town on people. It's a very dirty list. It's very strong. Just because you're getting scouts, you're getting all the stuff. R2-D2 is very strong with the tank.
Yeah.
Because the tank essentially has, you know, 13 wounds with red dice thanks to R2-D2. There's a lot of good things about it.
But I guess, so you can try it. Yeah. I think like the main focus of it is like, granted, I have yet to see it here, but when I look at it a list that's great for flanking. You know, you're gonna push on one end, and like they're gonna be like, oh crap, all these ARC Troopers are coming at me. I'm gonna go around this building. Saber tank right there, you know, it kind of traps you. Yep. And then with exactly also with the standby sharing, you're just feeding your best units more activations. You get two ARC Troopers for the price of one. Yeah. You know, almost. But
it's also nice to know that with Rex you can, yeah, with all that stuff going on, you can start further out in the deployment zone because Rex can scout your other clones up.
Mm-hmm.
ARC Troopers already scout forward, so
yeah.
you start pretty strong with them, and you just you basically gunline alpha strike everybody. It's very strong.
Yeah.
But with that, like obviously let's talk about the strengths and the weaknesses of the list.
Yeah.
So like the strengths, I guess I'll break them down. Or do you want to break down the strengths and I'll do the weaknesses?
Well, like I feel like we already kind of talked about the strengths.
Yeah. Okay. So we're just going right to the weaknesses. Yeah. Yeah. We talked about like range, red dice, best attacks. The weaknesses, let's talk about it. Clones have to be close to each other to share tokens. I think that is the biggest one. So we talk about these balls of death. That is a huge thing. So mobility is an issue for the clones. Yeah. They start out with that range but they don't move too much. They can grab stuff maybe and move, but if you play like a payload objective, they're not going too far.
Yeah, I think anything, any unit that can benefit from catching, like, here's the thing. I get wrecked so often by Sabine's bombs. I'm going to get wrecked so often by BX Deoxys grenades. I'm going to get wrecked by so much stuff that has that area of effect because clones have to stick together in order to do their thing. But guess what? When they do that, a giant blast by a bomb takes away like two or three minis for potentially for every unit.
Literally for everything, yeah.
Yeah, and it's scary when your commander also doesn't have the most health, doesn't have the highest courage value. You know, like you could say like, yeah, but that's why you have phase two so they can stand on their own. Sure. Dooku comes in, chokes those boys out. They're done, you know? Like, I might sound like I'm getting really frustrated here, too, because I read it online a lot about how the faction I play, sure, I might be taking it personal. I don't know. But the faction I enjoy and I enjoy playing, like, I'm tired of people saying that, like, it's too good. Bro, I can make you a list to directly counter me. We played a game this week that directly countered me.
Yeah. I mean, just so people can know what happened there. Like, obviously, we don't have the ARC troopers quite yet. And I think they will change things to make the list even better. But, like, basically, turn one, I just moved the tank up. And there was a building that was just – it was tall but not taller than the tank. So I sat the tank up front. And from turn one on, just started peeing it away at the clones. And the thing is, with that suppression buildup and then being able to shoot R2-D2 super quickly and put a lot of pressure there – the clones could not play the objective. Yeah. You got your range four shots, but you can't really move up at that point. And it didn't help that you scouted.
Yeah.
Because scouting puts you into range that much quicker.
Yeah. I mean, like it was crazy. In hindsight, like definitely I would have been like, yeah, let's not do rollout. Let's do that. Like avoid that at all costs. But like a smart opponent would force that, you know, and you are that smart opponent, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just it's like a – it's like the clone. Okay, here's the thing. I'm reminded of this is going to be on a tangent, but I promise I'm bringing it back. The scene in The Dark Knight where the Joker's like, I just want to chase the car. I don't know what I would do if I actually caught it, right? I feel like people are like so infatuated with chasing the best unit and like dogging on it, like saying, oh, like that's the unit that needs to be brought down, that they don't know what to do when they're not going to know what to do when it comes down, which, let's be honest, if there's any sort of balancing of the game, yeah, clones will probably get brought down a couple pegs. Something else will get brought up a couple pegs. But then guess what? Something else is going to take its place as the broken units, you know?
Well, we bring up, and we've already talked about it today a little bit along those same lines, like the Shorelines and the Tauntauns.
Yeah.
I played Tauntauns today, and I'll be honest, I was not as scared of them as I was the ATRTs. That could be just the list we played, but obviously, since they're a little nerfed, there was just something about them where I just didn't feel that scared about them. I was like, okay, you're in melee. Great. Yeah. You can back away and take a shot, but when you do, I'll light you up, and I did. Same with the Shoreline. Like, I think Shorelines are just such a staple now that I just kind of know how to deal with them and work around them. It's not always fun, but you can.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key here. The other weakness that I'm seeing right now, and I think it's so key to remember this, is that most, like, the people that have played with it and are reporting on this, they've been playing on TTS.
Yeah.
I've been listening.
Thank you. I'm so glad we're talking about this.
Yeah. Because, like, I want to say this, like, so as I was like, researching this, I wanted to go check, and I looked at the standings for Gen Con. I was looking at the standings for the last Yavin base stuff. Granted, the Yavin base was so skewed towards the clones in the single elimination. Like, they were just lighting it up. But when you look at all that, and then I was even listening to the 5th Trooper guys, they talked about this where the thing about the clones is that everybody says how strong they are, but when you play on TTS, it's those same tables. They brought this up, and I think it's such a good point that we have to remember that when you play on TTS, you're not really you have to pilot your list extremely well, but you also play the table. Because you know those ins and outs of that table so well that you can set up perfectly, you deploy perfectly. You might change things up based off the objective, but you know those tables ins and out. And
you know where the ARC troopers are going to have to camp. You know where they're going to have to hide for cover. You know you know all, like you said.
You know where they have to take ascension cables and scale, where they're going to be playing boxes. Like, you know those things. And that's a huge thing. Like, I think the biggest detriment for you with the clones this week was terrain. Like, you brought this up. I asked, like, how would the table be better? And you're like, well, I would open up some more lanes. And my what was my response? It was like, nah, like, there were lanes, but, like,
not the lanes you gotta wanted.
Work. Exactly. Like, they weren't the lanes where you want it. And, like, think about that. I thought about that a lot, where when we show up to a tournament in the future, you know, IRL tournaments in a couple months, what's it going to be like for a clone player to show up and suddenly have a table that they have no idea about? A lot of people blunder.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's another weakness, like terrain and IRL play. We haven't seen that yet.
Yeah. Also, what's it going to be like when those clone players show up thinking, oh, I have the Rexstar list, I'm going to win instantly. Oh, I'm fighting a double tank list? I can't eat that. I have nothing with impact. I have nothing. I have a critical weapon. I have one thing that can do critical damage, but it's not enough to chew through 9 health on the AAT.
9 health, and with both AATs, it's 18, and that's such an interesting point because I've noticed. Okay, so let's break down Gen Con. I wanted to bring this up because obviously ARC Troopers, we have yet to see them IRL. They could change things. Infernal Squadron and Mandos, they could change things as well. That's to be seen. But of the Gen Con tournament that happened at the beginning of the month here, let's break this down, actually. So, Fifth Trooper reported on this, and it's so great to see their videos. You can watch the recaps. Top 8. Let's break down the factions for Top 8. Top 8, the representation was 3 Rebelists. 3. 1 Empire, 2 Clones, 2 Droids. What do you think about those numbers?
Pretty even.
Yeah, in fact, one might say that, like, except for a little bit of skewing, that's like 25% pretty much.
Yeah.
Granted, Rebels, that's like 37.5, and it's like 17.5 for the clones, or for the Empire, but that's pretty even, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think yes. Like, we do have to, we're going to concede this notion right and left, that yes, ARC Troopers aren't physically out yet. So that's why I think we just need to pump the brakes. We may see, like, look at the inverse, right? You and I thought B2 droids were going to be absolute garbage.
Garbage.
Like, they weren't worth it. They were too expensive. Armor 1, are you kidding me? That's not even important. But then it's like, oh, yeah, Armor 1's kind of, when they came out, it's like, Armor 1's kind of like Cover 3. Shoot. Also, like, if I can just get away from all those hits, I don't even need to roll my white die. And if they do, I got more than 1 health per mini, you know? Also, I slap like a mofo.
Yeah. You want to shoot me with a pierce gun? Well, you know, if you're not rolling a crit, I'm not taking wounds.
Yeah. You're welcome to try.
Yeah, even in, like, light covers, that's, like, it's just not happening.
What I'm saying is that our impression of units changes literally the day they come out. And they'll continue to change as we play with them more. I don't know if ARC Troopers are going to break the game. I can't say, no, they're not, or yes, they are. None of us can. Like, and I think that's why I get worked up about it, is because people are getting worked up about it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, calm down.
It's so hard to tell IRL what's going to happen, right?
You got politics in my Star Wars game.
Like, I could almost foresee stuff where, I mean, IRL, let's say you show up and... You just don't know. I've just thought about this for a long time now, and I think that kind of sums up my thoughts about it. In the future, I really think Mandos are going to be a pretty good counter for it, I'll be honest. Red dice surge both ways. Granted, ARC Troopers are still really good.
Yeah.
But you can take Mandos and then fill out a bunch of activations. Talking with Marshall today, we got to talking about what do we think the plans are to counter clones. How do you take care of them?
Mm-hmm.
Alpha strikes.
Yeah.
Rebels are very well set up to do alpha strikes. Yeah. Same with Empire. They're going to get to that point with the, you know, Spec Ops units, the IFS.
Like, yeah.
Or the ISF.
And I guess
infiltrate and get early hits on you.
Yeah, so the scenario I think of when you say that is something like a lower cost person that can infiltrate, like Jin, right? You ever Cassian, Pathfinders maybe, or maybe you have heard with somebody else like Sabine and the Mandos. Let's say that Jin infiltrates into a good spot where she knows she can get rid of or tie up a Phase 1 clone. Suddenly, all of the chaining is like really in trouble.
Yeah.
Or an AAT with rollout comes up and just barrages the crap out of those clones.
GGs.
Yeah. Also, there's, like, in Vital Assets, let's talk about just objectives. There's things in Vital Assets that I've already played that clones absolutely hate. Why do I want to move on payload? Like, that's going to be terrible for me. Force payload on a clone player, you know? Like, I guess this comes into another thing, like, do you want to bid lower, you know, or higher, whatever.
Which, let's be real, clones, that's a hard thing to bid for.
Clones, if you want to have all those things that Rekstar includes, that's like...
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, let's be real, like today, so I brought a list that was 396 today for the AAAT, and that was really good, fully kitted. Yeah. Tanks, you know.
396 or 796?
396. Oh, 796. Sorry. I'm thinking Armada. Yeah, because it's 400 points in Armada. Yeah, 796. The Robo player, do you know how many points he had? It was like 382.
782?
782. Yeah. Again, right off the bat.
Sudoku.
Yeah. Who cares? Oh, no. I'm going to go commit Sudoku. Yeah. But no, dude, it was like 782. It was crazy low. He said he wanted blue player, but you got to think what Rebels can do with that kind of stuff. There are some things where I'm sure that we'll see a difference there. And when we talk about nerfs, let's talk about the whole nerf idea, because that's a big aspect of it.
People want it right now.
A lot of people do. And I'll admit, I don't think it's time to nerf the clones. I think it's a little premature. The faction hasn't even been out a year yet. And it would feel bad for people to come out of quarantine and to try a unit that they bought. Let's say you pre-order them and you get the unit out of the box.
Things have already changed.
Yeah, things have changed. Like, you've already lost quality. You've already lost money. Your expectations were not met. That's a feel-bad moment. Granted, even if it's super strong, like, something will always be super strong. But I don't think it's time to do that. I think as we get more Johnnies into this game, people will find ways to counter them. This is another point. So with the Johnnies coming into the game, things will change. With more spikes coming into the game, things will change. I think the big reason we're seeing a lot of the complaints right now is with the game being so new, most of the players are Timmies, if that makes sense. They're out to have fun. They're out to play, you know, janky units. But then when they get smashed by clones, the first thing they say is, well, that sucks. Like, that's broken. Because it's a gotcha moment when you don't really understand how the clone token sharing works. But you can play around. Does it suck? Yeah. Yes. But can you do it? Yes. Well, yes, you can.
Kind of a personal experience with a different game. Back in the day when I played X-Wing. Shout out to my first tournament playing X-Wing and the Falcon. Found out it was a really good list, sure. But also I didn't really know much about like list building and what made a really good list. I was just playing as a Timmy, you know. First round of that tournament, I got my butt handed to me by someone running the triple jump masters. Nobody really knows what the jump masters are outside of like the hardcore fans. Like, nobody goes into Star Wars Legion like, I want to play Dengar ship. Like, I don't think anyone says that. However, people that are really committed, the spikes, will find those units and play the crap out of them. So I don't know. Like, personal experience, I get it, right? I know what that feels like. If it's been you, I've been there.
We've all experienced the jump master that has to get nerfed 3 years in a row because it's so good.
Yeah. Let's just hope we don't have to start hole punching things out of our cards.
Dude. Right. No, seriously. That's another thing with it too, is just the age of the game. Like, as stuff comes out, look what happened to Tons, look what happened to Shores. They're still good units. In fact, like, they're like the old hotness, you know? Yeah. They're still good. But as new stuff comes out, you know, we got Anakin, we got Maul. We have those four new releases coming for the Republic. Yeah. Sorry, not the Republic, the Rebels and the Empire.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen. Yeah. I think that's the thing.
There may be a unit, like, or an ability or an upgrade card that straight up can strip away standby tokens.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, we don't even know that, you know? Like, does that mean standby tokens will be irrelevant in when that comes out? Probably not. It'll probably just be, okay, you have to think about when and where you're putting those standbys, you know?
Oh, yeah. And I wonder if we're going to see the point where people have to also list build with different objectives in mind. Because watching the meta gameplay, like the tournaments and stuff, and even playing it a little bit myself, like, what, it's interesting to see people the way they play, because it's such a defensive style of play right now, where it's more of a, I'm going to do my VAPs and sit back and not damage you. With the new units coming out, it's going to discourage that a lot, where if you sit back, you're going to get people in your back lines really quickly. You're going to get people hitting you pretty quick. So there are some things just to consider.
I guess overall, Matt, like we've said, the state of the game is good. Let's set a challenge for – or maybe not a challenge for ourselves, but like a prediction for ourselves. When we reconvene next week, will we think – because I think you want to play Commando Droids next week.
Yeah. So this Friday they come out, right? Just so for everybody listening at home. They come out on Friday. Marshall, one of the guys in the community and I, he's got his day off. I have the day off or the night off. We're going to come into the store, get our units, cut them out, glue them together, and then just play off the bat. So – we will be able to report back what they're like.
Yeah, and I hope to do that Saturday with some folk. So I guess just looking ahead, do you think after that game you'll think that ARC Troop, that clones are broken? Do you think that they're too good?
Like if I have to make a prediction?
Yeah.
So every time I've played against clones, I'll admit it has been an uphill battle.
Sure. Yeah.
So going into this game, I am going to – assume that they're even stronger with the ARC Troopers just because there's so much they can do. Mm-hmm. However, I do think that win or lose, I think I'll come out. I honestly think I'll come out okay. I'll be honest. I really think I do.
Even, like, I think also, like, it'll be more of an understanding. Like, okay, I get it. Like, I couldn't do it this round. Maybe I didn't have the right units, but now I get it. I see where they're weak. Or I see where they're too good, you know?
Yeah, and we could come back and say the exact opposite. Maybe I'll grab my pitchfork and I'll start calling for nerfs. Yeah. You never know.
For real, though, guys. But, like, we reserve the right when the unit actually comes out to be like, yep, it's broken. Yeah. Like, we reserve that right because we're not saying that it's not possible. We're saying that, like, it's not out yet.
We're just saying that right now, TTS and stuff, don't trust what you're looking at. The numbers are skewed. The facts are skewed.
The same people are playing it.
that's another thing, too. Like, there's almost – we've talked about that, where there's kind of that meta within a meta when you talk about super top-tier play. It doesn't also help that a lot of those same people are the playtesters. So they've had ARC Troopers for months and months. Like,
but that
let's
could,
be real.
Like, straight up, that could also be a detriment to their opinion, too, because they've been playing with the same playtesters for months now. What happens when they're going to play with a Timmy or you know, someone that just totally throws them for a loop, you know? Like, because they're all spikes. If you're a playtester, you're probably a spike.
Yeah, let's be real. You're dedicated. Now, that's not a bad
thing.
We've already talked about that. But, like,
not at all.
I just think IRL is going to be different. So, like, I know people are calling for pitchforks and stuff, but
maybe only like a half fork. Maybe like, just pull out the plastic fork. A spork.
A spork?
Sure, I give you the permission to be on edge. Like, they look a little too
good.
Pull
out a shovel.
Yeah.
Get a shovel instead.
A hoe.
A hoe. Don't be a hoe, but have a hoe.
That's our new t-shirt. I just think of the cat in the hat. Dirty hoe. I'm so sorry, baby. I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Why do I think of the most weird movies ever?
That happens when we're doing the cast only, too. It's so funny. Yeah. But, yeah. I don't know. I think that's pretty much it. Like, State of the Galaxy, Kyle, is strong.
It's good. There's a little bit left for – we can always say that. There's always room for
There's improvement. Growing pains.
But, yeah, I think we're still in the – like, I would love to take a time machine. I'm just looking over at the wall of all of our games that we sell, and I'm like, I would love to take a time machine and go back and, like, hear about what people thought about War Machine, or Warhammer is a better example. A Warhammer. What happened when they started introducing more factions in that game?
That's a great example, too, because Tau do the exact – they're kind of the clones.
Yeah.
And they're always very strong, but they're not – meta right now.
Were the Tau always there?
No, so they've actually been a newer army in the past couple releases.
So you might say that they are exactly like clones, how they came later, and they do things that clones do. You might even say that they're probably broken in that game, aren't they? I don't know. You know.
Yeah, they were super strong. There was a lot of complaining in 7th edition about it. But like 8th edition, they did get some like slight changes to their rules, but basically, they're standbys, and they're allowed to stand by the entire army at one unit. They can only do it once. They have changed them and nerfed them a lot, but at the same time, they've buffed a lot of melee units. Like, there have been changes to the point where they're not really, you know, they're good, they're very competitive, but they're not the best that's out there.
I think you broke it down to me like this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think these were your words that, like, Space Marines are like Games Workshop baby, like, and everybody loves Space Marines because they're like the icons, right? Everyone loves getting into the game for the Space Marines. And then the tower, like, were built to take those boys down. Like, they were meant to counter the Space Marines left and right. So, like, is that accurate?
It's pretty accurate. Like, that's kind of been the feeling of the community.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know if it's a one-to-one comparison for Legion, but, like, maybe that unit's out there, right? Maybe there's that unit that's specifically out there to make sure that clones can't get away with murder, you know?
Yeah, and you never know. That could come out soon.
Could in fact, come out soon. Yeah. Well, we wanted to get into a couple community questions today, but unfortunately we are just out of time. You know, we record these things late at night, so... It's always a sacrifice we have to make to do this, but we love doing it for you guys. We hope you guys are enjoying the content. We hope you guys are enjoying the cast. Matt, any like concluding thoughts for the viewers that listeners? Viewers technically if you're on YouTube.
Yeah, I guess viewers if you're on YouTube, still listeners. But yeah, just guys, be positive about this. There's a lot of good stuff going on. Like, how many people actually play clones? Not that many. And when you think about like your local area, IRL, I don't think you'll see as many people playing those super uber meta lists as you think. But just remember, like, the future is bright. Even if everything is super terrible, we will get through it, no matter what.
Yeah. And what you said, maybe I'll take another minute to talk about this too, but, like, so what you just said made me think about it too. Like, not everybody will even want to play clones. Like, just from a pure fan basis, how many people just hate the Clone Wars? Like, just hate it. They don't want to touch the game, that side of the game.
Older players are OT fans.
Yeah.
They're not Clone Wars fans.
Yeah. So, like, chances are you probably won't even be seeing a lot of this arc, this Rex Star. Maybe sure at the higher list level. That's another thing. Maybe sure at the upper.
When you go to your tournaments, you'll see them.
Maybe a little bit, but at our community, I don't see anyone running Rex Star. I don't see anyone in our community running it.
No, I mean...
The one person that would be me, and I don't want to.
No, right. Yeah, absolutely. But that's just parting thoughts there. Like, let's not make a mountain out of this molehill. Let's see what happens, and let's get through it.
Yes. All right. Thank you guys for listening, / watching, / being here.
The state of the galaxy is good.
We haven't done double vision in a while.
We'll do it later.
Yeah, it's like almost midnight. So, yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, we'll catch you later.
Bye.